wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
Slow and sweet is what the music is, and that's us. That's what we call ourselves here in the studio, slow and sweet.
Is it?
I do.
Oh.
I'm MC Light tonight. That is going to be my DJ name, inspired from the Grammys from this past weekend. I don't know. I haven't even seen any of it. I assume some of you did.
I did not.
You did? I recorded it.
I read two articles about it.
That was enough.
And then I fell asleep.
Oh, wow. All right.
I was very tired.
I barely so.
I too decided to read about the Grammys. There's a couple of performances.
I would like to circle back and find some performances, but they were not on the YouTube as of the last time that I looked.
Well, I recorded all of it so that I can suffer in complete surround sound should I need to.
I can't remember. Grammy.com or Grammy.org has them posted on their site. The official Grammy site keeps them for a while.
Welcome, everybody. Here we are. It is the show on a Tuesday night. I'm Clayton McKee, along with Kat Carlson, and that's Al Perkins. Doug Wilkie is on his way. He was working, of course, tonight and is en route to the studio at some point. Marnie Ryer is on assignment at the Michelle Obama appearance here in downtown Phoenix tonight. Her and, I assume, Ernie went with her?
Yeah.
I assume? Yeah?
I would hope so.
I would think so.
I don't know that Marnie could get away with that field trip on her own.
Probably not.
Would be what they call a deal breaker.
Yeah. Oh, is that what they're calling it these days?
I think that's what the kids call that.
I have to agree with my colleague here.
Well, that would have been enjoyable to see the Miss Obama in person. But you know what? We're going to be here, and it's going to cost us less to do it here.
That's also
to
true.
To just see each other. Yeah. Yeah, much, much, much more
cost
economical.
Cost me virtually nothing to come here.
Virtually. Yeah. Some time. Oh, by the way, I'll give a shout out in case he's listening, which I highly doubt it, but he might on a repeat. Jason Carlton, what's the word I want? Not bequested, gave you. I don't know what the B, there should, I think there's a B word.
Nobody died, so I didn't inherit it.
No, you didn't inherit it.
It was just a kind gift.
He gave some champagne and whatever lovely thing you're drinking there.
He said, what would you like? And I said, well, I like a bourbon that's a little sweet, and he gave me a Woodford Reserve.
Okay.
Which looks lovely.
We have an official booze sponsor of the show. I guess that kind of helps out. Al and I are...
Cheers to you, Woodford.
We're drinking coffee thus far, but apparently, according to Al, when he got it earlier, all of the beverages that we have available to us tonight will be...
Well, the water's gone already, but water, wine...
Water, wine. We have champagne for later.
I'm not Jesus.
I've selected a whiskey, a beer, and a Mountain Dew for my beverage needs.
Remember to go up and down.
Right.
Good God. You're going to Judy Garland your way through this show.
My uppers are up, my downers are down. Right where they belong.
Just a few of your favorite things right there.
Exactly not different than drinking coffee through all of this. It's the same. I had Taco Bell for dinner, so.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Jenny. I didn't realize you couldn't hear us, but there you are. Oh, if you go to, and I don't know if it's actually, I think it's a website as well, TuneIn. Maybe it's TuneIn.com. I'm not sure. TuneIn has us in their list of podcasts, and we'll play live. Yep. Also, Radio.co, which is who does our simulcast or our streaming and does our 24-hour stuff. You can listen through that site as well. I'm not exactly sure how you find it as a regular
Very
listener.
Very convenient.
But those two places I know have us. And I would just think if you were just to Google... the show with Clayton McKee, and it would just lead you to some app that carries the show, because we're on other platforms, but
we've never bothered to learn.
We don't need to know, because we do the show live here in the studio and don't need to listen to ourselves from beyond.
I hadn't quite realized that. It's live, you say?
Mostly. Some people question whether or not we do the show live. We'll do it live.
The funny thing about that is he's just all he has to do is say something about Sting, the musical artist.
Right. One line. Yeah, one simple line.
And I think it's just the fact that he doesn't understand what Sting is in context.
Well, I think you're correct. I think that is exactly what that is.
And it's kind of funny to watch, because listening to what
he
says,
mad.
You get it immediately that, oh, Sting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there is footage out there of just the line that he says, and then there's like the, I don't know, 90 seconds of him... You're right, illustrating. What am I saying? What am I doing? I don't understand.
Yeah.
And then he won't record it. And so, yeah. Let me see if I can find So we'll do it live. Google is an amazing thing.
I think it would also be fun to find somebody in Virginia that hasn't done blackface. I think we talked about this last week.
It's getting harder to do.
Yeah. Turns out in the 80s, yeah, shoe polish was hard to find in West Virginia.
All the white people were using it.
A lot of people with dusty shoes.
And traveling to other places and apparently impersonating Michael Jackson, which I was really surprised to find that
part
out.
Not an appropriate time.
Oh, I can't believe he even thought about dancing. He completely thought about
thing in this whole story is that he considered doing the
moonwalk.
Can
you still moonwalk? And he's like, is there room?
Well,
and
she's right. Like, he's engaging the
inappropriate time.
Yeah.
Thank God for his wife.
The funny thing is we know a Caucasian Michael Jackson impersonator.
Yes.
And
doesn't bother with the blackface.
No, really doesn't. And he pulls it off because at the end, Michael Jackson just was white. So
yeah, he wears a little eyeliner and that enhances that and we're done.
Yeah, and it's funny how you get the illusion without realizing, like, oh, he's not wearing any...
Right.
Didn't, like, no tanner, no nothing. Like just
Well, the hat gives you a little shadow, yeah, so that kind of does it. And then you're really just watching the arms and the legs move.
Yeah, and the dancing. It's kind of funny, because yeah, I have thought about that over and over again, that he pulls that off. It's very Sophia on the Golden Girls.
Oh.
That she does that. Or not Sophia. She had makeup. Vicki Lawrence on Mama's Family was just a wig. They never did any aging makeup. It's just the wig and the house coat.
And you get aged woman out of it. Yeah.
Like all of a sudden, a 30-some-year-old woman all of a sudden seems 60.
Yeah.
I guess there's a lesson in that for all of us.
Wow. I never
just
thought of it like that.
A dumpy outfit, does it? Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to start needing to drink now.
I feel like I should go shopping for clothes at some point.
I know.
I feel like that was a pointed attack.
That hit home hard. I feel personally attacked.
I don't know whether to buy a wig or a house coat.
Get rid of them.
What do I buy first?
I don't know.
Oh, it reminds me, we've never done our Moo Moo show. Remember
we're getting closer.
The Mrs. Roper
God
show.
God knows we're doing the work. We're putting in the work.
We're doing the heavy lifting so far, but we haven't got to the Moo Moo. Hi, Mom.
Let's wait till summer because I'm a little cold still.
Yeah.
I feel like
I don't want the breeze just there.
Oh, really? Well, now when you get back from your Australia trip, you're going to want something down under, I'm sure.
Yep. I do.
I'm sure.
Uh-huh. It's going to be a long-ass fucking flight. Holy shit.
Both ways. Actually, I have a flight story coming up in headlines I'd like to talk to you about, too. So we'll figure that one out. The segment, the deal about Bill O'Reilly Goes Nuts is what the video is called. It's a minute 35. But
I feel like that's a really wide range of videos we could watch.
Bill O'Reilly Goes Nuts. There really could be a lot of videos.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Because Donna Summer's singing over top of his
Well, no,
delivering the
I
news.
Forgot to stop that music, which I had to do. And so we'll just, it's this whole thing he does here when he goes.
Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay. And then he just screams.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
He seems nice.
He does.
Charmer.
Pleasant.
Charmer.
If you'd like to see the entire video, just look up Bill O'Reilly. We'll do it live, and you'll find other versions where they're longer. The whole thing is explained. But now at least you know what we're talking about every time we do it live.
It's funnier when we say it.
Camera's on.
Yeah.
Hot mic.
In all of the years that television has been around, recording live, filming live, people still forget it's recording.
Yeah.
You're sitting on a set with lights and microphones and all. Nope, completely forget
that. No contextual clues taken.
No hot mic anywhere. Yeah. Oh, and obviously it's getting worse and worse with all the wireless mics everywhere. You're wearing one, you forget it's on, you walk around.
Oh,
the sound guy is still going, oh, what's your sound? What's your sound? Yeah. Happens all the time.
Suddenly the sound guy's a villain from like a 1940s detective show. Oh, what's he saying? What's his hand?
Here? We're going to get him. We're going to get him, see? He's going to say something kind of campy here, see?
Oh, God.
Apparently it's some sort of a... Yep, I'm not sure what movie that was.
I don't know.
I've not seen it.
No.
But I'm dying to.
It's a talkie.
Hopefully it'll be in 31 Days of Oscar this week.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, that'll be lovely.
Let me tell you, my DVR is sweating right now.
Oh, is it? You're maxing
getting,
it out?
It's getting the workout I dream of one day getting.
It's good to have goals.
Wow, okay.
Well, because now the contract box holds so much stuff. Yes. So the 31 Days of Oscar, and I won't just go online and look. I won't take the easy way. No. I have to go through the guide and go like, hour by hour by hour. Oh. Instead of seeing the lovely TCM.com printout of the movies that are coming and like pick the one, pick the time.
You just record all of them.
No. I really go like hour by hour looking for like movies I've never seen before. Things that I enjoy. Oh. Things I'd like to see again.
I thought maybe you just record all movies on Oscar nominated.
Some of them were they're a deep dive just to justify TCM's catalog. You know what I mean? Like, I've never heard of this movie. I don't know anybody who has heard of this movie.
You know,
everybody that was in this movie.
And then
gone.
There's movies that were nominated for Oscars that you're like, oh no.
Bad
year.
I watched a documentary of something I forget, and I actually think I was just glancing through it, and I'm gonna get the name wrong. I think Robert Osborne.
I missed him. Yeah.
He was such a wonderful host on there. Losing him was, I mean, you're losing a catalog of information with him.
One of the good ones that's on there, give me a second. I will tell you his name.
Was he like an understudy of Robert?
No, his father is Joe Mackiewicz.
Okay.
Who directed All About Eve and like multiple Oscar winner. And it's his son that's the host that replaced
Robert.
Robert and Osborne and... his insights are really fun too, because you know he tells stories about his father and stuff that he knows from him. And
whereas Robert knew all of these people firsthand, and
yeah,
I can't believe out of all the things I don't remember,
Joseph Mankiewicz.
I remember Robert fucking Osborne's name. That makes no sense. Short term memory's gone.
And he was a great friend of Olivia de Havilland, and really kept trying to get her to come to the anniversaries of Gone with the Wind, and she never does.
She just would never do it.
So we'll see. This is the 80th. This year was the 80th anniversary of.
She's run out of time.
Yeah. Yeah. So whether or not she'll show up, it'd be interesting, or what they do, because it's the 80th anniversary of Hollywood's golden year. So The Wizard of Oz, Gone with the Wind, Stagecoach, The Women. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Like, some of the greatest movies ever made were all made in one fucking year. Mutiny on the Bounty.
It's a very busy year.
It's a very busy year. And in 89...
And then we promptly ran out of ideas and do remakes ever since.
Yep. That's pretty much it. That's probably the last year. But in 1989, one of the big movie houses, like the Cine Capri... Now there's none. But one of the ones, the last ones to go, the Kachina, in Scottsdale Road where the Galleria Mall was, it closed in 89. It showed... I can't remember if it showed Batman and then closed, or it did Batman and then it did all the movies of 1989. They were all in nickel. Mm-hmm. The popcorn was reduced to 1939 prices, and they showed all of them. It was the first time I had ever seen the Gone with the Wind or the Wizard of Oz on the big screen.
39, you said 89.
89 was the 50th anniversary, so that's why they did it. 39 is the year that they made the movies.
In the year 89. I missed
that.
I'm sorry.
In the year 89, they did the 50th anniversary.
The one minus the five.
I didn't hear that part.
So yeah, 39 is the gold. They call it the golden year of Hollywood, when they just got everything. Everything they churned out that year was just timeless.
People
were
just eating it up, and they still love it to this day.
Mm-hmm.
But so it'll be fun to see if they do anything for the 80th anniversary. I mean, they'll probably release yet another version of all of those movies on DVD and Blu-ray, and get you to buy it one more time with. This time with even more colors. I don't know. Now there's Ultra HD and 4K resolution, so I'm sure they found some way to make...
How the hell would they do that from an old... I mean, gosh.
I don't know, but you've seen that restoration that I have from 5 years ago of The Wizard of Oz, where like you're just... You just have to keep pausing it, because you're like, oh, I had no idea. Like, you can see the burlap in his face.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Like, you can actually see the pattern.
Every hair on everybody, like, even hairs that are out here that you never saw, like, misplaced before... It's crazy.
Yeah, and like the gorgeousness. And
there's a lot of fishing line to distract you then.
Yeah. Oh, God. And there's one, the scene with the poppies. Mm-hmm. Is you just want to pause it and be like, I'll take a print of that for my wall, please.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah, there's a couple of parts of it that are just gorgeous.
I may have to find a copy of that. The last
and then
time
Gone with the Wind. I know it's racially insensitive.
And I've still never seen it.
It sells all the wrong ideas, but you are going to see Vivian Leigh in the greatest performance of someone with selective hearing you'll ever see. Just a woman who just is not... Not only does she not take no for an answer, she just can't hear the word no.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So no matter what you say to her, she hears what she wants and just marches on in like...
Triumphant woman.
And it's just... And it reads as so much funnier than I think they thought. I don't know if people realize just how funny... That movie is at points, of just her like, la-di-da, nope, mm-mm, that's not what I heard. I love you. Okay, all right.
Oh.
I love your spirit. You love me. No, I don't know. I liked your shoes. Like, what? How are we in love?
So did the movie come out? Again, I've not seen it. You've obviously read the book, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah. That's where Missy Elliott comes from.
Okay, so with that, is it a movie that they made? Okay, for example, completely off the deep end of a comparison here. Mommy Dearest was made to be a completely serious movie based on a book, and it read completely differently.
Oh, no, 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 not like that. It's just,
The movie came out as a camp
joke. It's her performance and how nuanced it is.
Oh.
Like, just the different colors. That sometimes you can watch that and just be struck by how funny it is that she has decided to not listen to anything anyone is saying and do her own thing. Or you can be really inspired by a woman who just won't hear someone say no to her.
Right, who just won't stop.
So there's two different ways to take that. You can be really like, okay, this is like leather boot. What's that? Pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
Sure.
This is the indomitable spirit at work. But it's also deep psychosis because she just doesn't listen to what anyone says to her.
Did she listen when they told her it was on fire?
No, nothing. There's no part of that movie because she rides a stagecoach through the fire twice. Like, she just won't hear it.
What's it called? Terra Vista? And Terra something is on fire?
Yeah.
Terra.
So you just really get this sense of, and it's just so well played. Like, there's just no one, there's very few people who have ever put
there's
a
nothing
performance
like, it,
like that
really.
On screen.
Yeah.
And she dominates. There's other people in that movie, and you forget they're there. Like, oh, she's in this too. Oh, yeah, just not just Vivian Leigh.
She's
gorgeous. And like I said, it's racially insensitive. It sends all the wrong messages, but you have to forget them. Well, you don't have to, but, you know, you got to walk
past
that.
But you just
it.
Do.
Yeah.
Right. Just go on past.
Well, maybe that would be one to go and see on the big screen. Again, I've never seen it on the big screen. I've never seen it, period.
And because it's before they were competing with TV, so it's not in widescreen. Mm-hmm. It's not in CinemaScope. That didn't exist yet. So all the movies from 1939 are still just standard picture. So when you go to the movies, they don't have to open up the curtain the whole way because they were just one big picture. They weren't trying to, like, you can't see this on your TV.
Oh, letterboxing.
TVs didn't
stuff,
exist,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
CinemaScope or Panavision or all the different words they had for this shit ain't fitting on your TV, right?
Well, all righty for that. My dear Kat, you've been busy. You produced a shirt for Al Perkins this past week.
I did, by request.
You brought me brand new V-neck shirts. I appreciate it. Thank you for that. What else you been up to?
You know, just making more shirts and more shirts and more shirts and more shirts.
The dynasty is building, is it?
The empire is growing.
All right.
And that's all I do.
Okay. Well, you run a bar and you make shirts.
I quit last night because I ran out of ink. I literally just ran out of ink for the run that I was doing.
Fuck,
I have to quit till morning because there's no 24-hour
ink store.
Ink store, right.
Screen printing supply shops.
And the world is the poorer for it.
Honest to God. Yeah, if this empire goes well, then we'll see about branching into the supply side of the industry.
Oh, you can just go to the warehouse, which might be another room of the house, and get your more ink.
No, this shit has to get out of the house next year.
Oh, you're growing that fast.
Oh,
exponentially.
Sure. Yeah.
I love
that's
it.
That's good.
That's very cool.
Good on you.
So, honestly, that's all I do.
I understand that there's some retail space in the Park Central Mall you might be able to get into.
A little outside my price range and probably the wrong... the wrong thing they're looking for.
Maybe so. I was just trying to get you closer to home, you know, with the
go from Cobalt to honestly, that's why. Well, and before the bar moved, I was eyeing up that that alteration shop that was next door that was vacant for so long.
Yeah,
there was a hairdresser at one point. I don't know, it was a couple of things.
I only remember it being an alteration shop.
Yeah.
And then Tony's Shoes, which I miss being... not that I've needed a shoe repaired since, you know, they closed, but it was just nice seeing it there.
I have to give up on my shoes. I'm sure
are they
I've
unrepairable?
Well, because
if you
Tony,
did, I wasn't listening. I'm all ears now.
Tony kept them in shape. They're 19 years old. They have been everywhere I have been in the last 19 years. He has replaced the sole on them twice, mm-hmm. like done all the keep up. And then the polishing gets done on Central with the people that are doing blackface. They're actually using black shoe polish
for shoes.
Appropriately.
Right. Lovely.
Well, there's still a Tony's at Park. As you say, Chris
two
Town.
Things there. One, his name was never Tony.
No, it's right.
Two.
I like that you think I knew his name. I called him Shoe Human.
We worked next door to him and called him Tony all the fucking time.
Uh-huh.
His name's not Tony. And two, they closed the Park Central location, but there is a location at Chris Town.
Mm-hmm.
But his last words to me were,
this is the end.
No.
Yeah, kind of like Raymond that used to do my wigs, and that one, like, Bette Midler wig that I had that did every, it did every performance. It went so many places. The last time he brushed that girl out, he was like, she's dead after this show. Like, I can't do any more.
I don't want to see her again.
No more,
yeah.
There's no more twine in the world. We can't make this happen.
There's not enough tubs of soap to repair the damage you've done to this thing.
Yeah.
By taking it off your head and, like, throwing it on the ground and walking away and remembering 6 months later, oh, that red wig. Mm. Maybe Raymond can do something with it.
Nope, not anymore.
Mm-mm. Signs of a life well lived.
Yeah. And it even became a bouffant once for, well, twice, for once for hairspray. Because the other time I didn't do it. But it did the whole, like, hairspray thing where it got turned into this just big mountain of hair, and it was hysterical. Wow. That she worked hard, that one.
She worked hard for the money on that one.
She earned her keep.
Does anybody else follow the Sarcasm Society on Facebook?
I can't follow myself. How would that work? Well,
yeah. Is someone recording me?
I follow them, and they just...
We'll do it live!
Yeah.
They just posted a thing, and this would affect all of us. I hate to cancel. I know we made plans to get together tonight, but that was 2 hours ago. I was younger then and full of hope, but now I'm tired.
That feels familiar.
Yeah. Exactly. Optimism was running high. Yeah,
then I sat down on the couch. Oh, we're not getting up.
Yeah. Oh, well, we've all done that.
Oh,
you
heavens
sit down on the couch and the whole night falls apart. Yep. You're like, nope.
Absolutely.
All I'm doing is this.
Right. How much more horizontal can I get?
Yeah. You just watch as gravity wins the night.
I was here.
I didn't even know gravity was competing, and it won all the awards.
It's like a wax candle in July.
Oh, yeah.
I folded like a card table, and she's gone. Well, I have something that will interest you that happened this week.
Please report
smokes,
some things,
ladies and gentlemen. Did you make your car stop playing that song?
No.
Oh,
it's never going to happen.
But we did find. Well, we've done a lot of self discovery this week. That doesn't mean masturbation like it usually does.
Good. I was going to say, do I need a towel or something? I don't. A sneeze guard.
Just a hand towel.
You know what? I got to go. My mom's calling. If this is the show tonight, I'm out.
Well, so am I. And I live here.
No, but it was just time to, like, you know, get back, find the dentist that takes my insurance and get that taken care of, and, like, get back to the eye doctor and,
okay,
you know, just all the little things that you need to do.
Sure.
Well, on the blah, 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 the good people of Brothers Plumbing, Heating, and I don't know,
yeah,
dairy needs. I don't know what else they do. That sign that truck
shoe polish
forever,
yeah,
right?
Oh.
Shoe polish delivers.
What have you done?
Only in Virginia. So
maybe racially motivated.
So. They were like, we still owe you from the service contract you had where they check your air conditioning and heating once at the beginning of each season.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you had a plumbing thing and you paid this certain amount of cash. And then it gave you discounts through, but you got, like, maintenance, kind of like you do with teeth cleaning. And they called and they said, you know, we noticed that we never did your winter checkup last year or the year last year.
Goodness.
So, like, your contract did expire, but we still owe you one thing and we'd like to honor that. And I was like, oh, yeah, you probably should. So my house has been freezing. The Stone Cold Palace, the Valley Forge of the West, all its nicknames,
right.
The Poltergeist.
Freezing because you haven't run it?
Oh. No, my house is cold, like, year-round.
No, valid. Valid point.
So the Poltergeist theory was winning the day. I really was convinced it was a haunting. Turns out a big part of the problem was that my heater air conditioner was not fully attached to my house. And one of the storms, it had, like, come apart, so you were getting the cold air in.
No, so
and then it was getting heating. So I was getting that. That's what that cold breeze was. It was not a poltergeist.
So you were living my father's nightmare, and you were literally heating the outdoors.
Yes. But I don't have an exorbitant bill at all. Like, I've never had, like, a really high bill in the summer. Like, my bills in the winter are low. I do the year-round thing, so I pay a modest amount each
Maybe
month.
They'll get lower over time.
So they fixed a couple of things, but they sealed that up, and... the house isn't cold anymore.
Well, congratulations. My God.
So it was, and it, I had remembered someone saying to me in a checkup like a year and a half ago that, like, there's something up there that looks like it might be loose. Do you want us to do something about it? I'm like, is it affecting anything? Because I want you out of my house.
You know what? Coincidentally, I realized in the past few days, when did you get this text?
Last week.
Okay. Notice that this week it's been cooler. So he's not heating everybody else's world. Heating your own house. God, good for you.
Damn it,
Yeah,
Perkins.
Good for you. I solved global warming. warming. Yeah. It was me.
It was you doing it.
Blowing all hot air. No, so...
Well, good for you.
Yes, that was very exciting.
And sometimes it's the little things that when you're adulting that just like, oh, wow, that I'm glad that's done.
Yeah. And I turned into grumpy old man on Monday morning. That was yesterday morning.
Who was on your lawn?
Turned into?
I had somebody ask me. Fully blossomed. How's that?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, what happened? Took on all the colors and stripes. Someone at the end of a particularly long, horrible day asked me how to plug something in. Mm-mm. A grown-ass adult. And I'm like, you're not really asking me how to plug that in, are you? Like, that's really not the question, is it? Yeah. Like, this question runs deeper, and that's just where you started to start. No. The question was, where do I set this down and plug it in? Near a plug. And then you set it down. Floor, counter, I don't care. Your choice. Plug it in.
Okay, I definitely have a story like that. I turned into full-on my mother this week in a staff meeting.
Oh.
Went to a staff meeting of the Cobalt, and a particularly petulant, just little shit that works for us.
I love because I know all the players in this game. Right.
There's a particularly petulant one that... is just being kind of bratty, and we're talking about like stopping service to customers, which is a thing that, you know, doesn't often but can potentially end our jobs.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm talking about my thoughts on it, and I'm, you know, conveying my experience and being very professional in the meeting, and you can see he's like watching the TV and acting like my 10-year-old.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm looking right at him and wait until he finally realizes that I'm talking right to him, and he goes, "What?" It's like, exactly. Do you want to pay attention here?
This is your job.
Turned into
asshole.
My mother. Right.
Yeah.
He's like, what did you say? Fuck you. It's what I said.
Yeah.
It's not what I said, but...
We have an HR issue, ladies and gentlemen.
I am the HR. I'm all the HR issues.
And you, I mean, in a very similar circumstance, you've recently moved buildings, mm-hmm. taken the job from one place and done the same job, but now we're just in a different, shiny, new location.
Right.
But you still plug things in the same.
Are the plugs not outlined and shown? Well,
and I really had, like, I had to, like, I went into a rage usually reserved for older gentlemen watching children on their freshly mowed lawn. Like, it was blind and knew no bounds.
You're that age.
My gosh.
I am. But I hope you're a little bit older when you start screaming at people on your lawn. Because I haven't done that yet.
I was 14.
I was like, you can't after a, and I was like, 30 minutes after I should have been out of the building. Like, I should not have been the person she came to for guidance or counseling. Like, how about one of your coworkers, fresh, newly arrived?
On your shift?
Oh, no. Yeah, on your shift.
Yeah.
I seriously, like, a cartoon of it would have had steam coming out my ears.
Mm, oh, yeah.
I was like, you no, this can't be the conversation. I'm like, it's 5 to 8. I have night shift.
Can I ask you a follow-up question about this incident?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what she was trying to plug in? What was the device?
Oh, a defibrillator. I mean, it's very important.
Okay. Well, I didn't know because I thought maybe you might have been if she were bringing a new coffee maker to the hub.
Follow up question: is that a special plug, or would it look like an outlet to everyone else?
Yeah, it just the thing that it sits on was being used, but the defibrillator wasn't. It needed to be charged,
mm-hmm.
and it was like it's a new building. There's plugs every 5 feet. Like, choose one.
Anyone. So we could bring that device in here, and supposing that the electrical would support it.
I don't like your attitude.
Absolutely. Like, I mean,
it's just you're just
maybe, when you shock the badoobies off of someone, it might take a little bit. The lights might dim.
Might dim a little bit.
Yeah.
Where exactly on the doll are the badoobies?
And why do they come off when you shock them?
Yeah. Exactly. I know they were detachable badoobies.
Yeah. Oh my god! Lost my fucking mind.
Yeah, I can see it. Now was that why? No, I was going to, and maybe I can still find it. You sent a message requesting that we do the show from inside a bong.
Live from inside a bong, like a genie in a bottle.
Yeah.
Just swimming around in the smoke of pot.
That's how you wanted the show.
I understood completely the need for medicinal marijuana yesterday.
Yeah?
I feel like the water's going to stain our clothing, though.
Probably. And stink to high heaven.
Mm-mm, yeah, that's not...
But I was like, you know, I don't have access to all the Valium in the world, so we're going to go with that.
True.
It was rough.
Well, in my mind,
and it was a day where there were a couple legitimate crises that I think my coworkers and I handled really well. Like some really like fast thinking and like keeping skill sets in mind and really shuffling some players around to save lives. And to end important this work, very sure. stressful day with how do I plug this in, I was like, oh.
Since I wasn't, I read.
Is she okay?
I don't know. She's, oh yeah.
Does she still have skin? The poor girl that you've unloaded
but
on?
But I did do the. Not today.
Not today, Berta. Not today.
And I just held her hand like. Oh, you got to figure this out. Yeah. And I held her hand in a reassuring way that said, yeah.
I'm going to kill you.
And then, of course, I get in my car and Burl Ives tells me to have a
holly,
very
jolly Christmas.
And I was like, fuck you!
I enjoy that
often,
story.
And you may use this as you need, I often find myself encouraging people at the top of my lungs sometimes to be a problem solver. Yeah.
And again, two women, one mind. That is almost word for word what I said to her. I'm like, you're going to need to solve your own problems when they're this simple.
Yeah. I often do it, though, at the top of my lungs. Hey, Kat, how do I... Why don't you be a problem solver and figure it out?
She's fun to work with.
I'm lots of fun.
I'm sure.
But it turned out, I think we talked about this last week, that Holly Jolly Christmas, we finally looked at the song list on iTunes alphabetically, and it considers, it doesn't alphabetize correctly.
It takes Holly Jolly,
and that's why ABC by Jackson 5 is no longer... I never minded it. And I understood when ABC started it.
Sure.
Because alphabetically, that comes first. Yeah. But they changed the way... Sometime in the last 2 years, they changed the way they alphabetize. And is considered... Like, they're doing it wrong.
So
they must have confused children who don't know how to alphabetize.
When I plug my phone into my vehicle and I hit go to my phone for music, it starts immediately. It's always Addicted to Love, Tina Turner, live version. Because I guess AD is the first song in my thing, so I always have to hit random, and then it goes to all the songs. But always
see, and that's
addicted.
What mine used to be. That's how I went to ABC by the Jacksons, but now it went to...
It's easy as 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, because a different corner would come... By this new way that they did it, a different corner would... I had to go to a George Michael song really fast. You like that? Woo! Brain works.
Wow.
Quick thinker.
Well, showing you how...
He's a problem solver.
Showing you how a brain doesn't work. When I read your text about doing it from inside of a bong or a genie bottle, I thought you meant doing it from a bottle like genie lived in.
And that's why I spelled genie like genie, genie like...
Gotcha.
Like
I'm like, oh, we're going
to
be...
There's no way to say that without some kind of a reference.
And you know,
I spelled genie like genie, not like genie.
And you know, for
genie like Aladdin, not will... like smokes too much and lives in...
And I will tell you, for a minute, I thought how cool it would be if I could have decorated the inside of the studio to be inside the genie bottle. But then I quickly
stopped.
I feel
like the lighting would be better in that setup.
I like that you're optimistic of that.
I feel like I wouldn't be so harshly lit if I was surrounded by jewel tones.
All right.
All right, we'll see what we can do about that.
Because I'm almost invisible on that screen now.
Almost. I'm trying.
I'm almost headless.
You're all the headless host. In just moments, the Q-Talk logo will go center screen, and Doug Wilkie will be here. We're not hiding him from anybody behind that, nor are we hiding Marnie. She's. I wish we could go live to her and figure out how things were going with that.
Yeah, there's nothing illegal about broadcasting live from, right?
No, you can broadcast live from anywhere.
Sorry, that's us laughing.
That's us. Well, mostly me. It sounded like in that one. Yuck! Yuck! Yuck!
So what'd you do?
What's happened? What's going on? I feel like I've been busy, but I feel like you know how working with certain people in this valley is.
What?
It's I'm very linear when it comes to things. Like I have my goal sheet, and I have here's what I'm going to do. And
got
then
your checklist and your clipboard.
Then somebody comes in with a marker
go.
And just goes shh, and just makes the whole line go like this, and it's all fucked up.
Huh.
So I've been kind of, I feel like I've been chasing my tail a little bit with trying to, you know, start this project and start that project. Well, here's Shiny, then we'll do that. So it's been that way a little bit this past week.
So it is more fun having your boss in town all the time.
Oh, huh? Christ. And I told you. I told you that. Yeah. So it was, that's kind of been a little bit interesting. So now.
That's why I work nights.
Well,
bosses don't.
That's why I'm mean
not
to
my world.
That's why I'm mean to everybody. Nobody else wants to work with me except for the ones that are too dumb to know better.
What was nice is when I may have to start going in earlier to clean the bar, so I'm out before he gets
there. So you miss
him
entirely?
Maybe. We'll have to see how that goes, because I time it usually where he's just about to, or I have other things to do. But yeah, and when he was out of town, like, nobody bothers me. It's just lovely to do and clean and fit, you know, whatever you're doing, whatever project. Tomorrow I'm doing ice machine maintenance, which will be fun.
Ooh,
but I like that. That's fun for me.
Yeah,
parts came. I know you don't give a shit about.
No,
but ice machines are a very big part of a bar. They're very important.
Yeah, in the Americas, yes.
Yes, they
love our ice.
Yeah, lots of it.
We do.
Yeah, so got a part today. Going to fix that. Doing stuff. So there's all kinds of little things.
And I tell you, from my years of restaurants and bars, when the ice machine went down,
bad shit happens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, panic, everyone panic.
Yeah.
Go buy all of the ice at McDonald's and Circle K.
And then it's buckets of ice, and you're all of a sudden rationing. People learn about rationing, and they're unhappy.
And I realize that I'm in clearly the wrong
business to be in. Ice.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Can you reuse this?
A room temperature soda is suddenly how the world ended, according to.
Oh my God! Oh, sure, because apocalypse.
Well, especially when you realize that Coca-Cola is manufactured to be drank at literally like 33 degrees. Like, that's the optimal flavor of sodas in the world,
and that's why we're addicted to sugar and ice.
But I realize because they call in every bar I've ever worked in, as she drinks a Mountain Dew. When the ice truck rolls up, you know, to sell you ice as a bar, I'm in the wrong business.
Oh, because sure, because
frozen water in plastic bags is expensive.
Sure is.
Especially when it's like, I need it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the wrong business. I don't know how the neighborhood would feel if I just lined my entire backyard full of freezers and plugged them all in.
That's another dimming of the lights, you know what I mean?
Right?
If you need t-shirts for your staff, you let me know.
Well, I think I'm going to start small. Just be one.
I can do one shirt.
It's going to be a black V-neck.
I just want to see him making the ice cube trays, you know what I mean?
Right.
Going low tech to fill up each bag.
Oh, no. No.
He's just constantly on a delivery or just emptying the ice cube trays.
I still want to create a conveyor system.
That'd be cute.
The first time, and because Niagara Falls water is terrible, poison, people gave Mel cancer, it's a whole thing. So,
did they get it from Flint?
No, they got it from Love Canal. So,
that's right.
My friend's family was very paranoid. They were from Love Canal and had all kinds of health issues. So they always used bagged ice. Well, I was not familiar with that at all.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a very strict, like, ice-making policy in the home to make sure that all cocktails could be cold. So we were always on ice cube tray duty.
Okay.
And we had two freezers going, making ice cubes to make sure that if a party started, we were set
good.
For ice.
We had enough ice.
So the first time I saw a bag of, like, bought ice, I could not stop laughing. I was in my friend's kitchen, and I could not stop laughing. I was like, you paid money? Like, you went to the store, and you bought that. Like, that money changed hands. I was like, I can give you the recipe.
I told that joke recently at the bar.
I can demonstrate how to, and I was like so baffled by it. And now, like, to the thought of, like, using
an actual
Phoenix,
ice tray,
like Phoenix ice, mm-hmm. like yeah. every once in a like, oh God, I when people come over, I always buy ice for parties because I'm like, oh, I'll put like one cup of that.
Well, I have a filtration system that does.
Yeah, we learned that my refrigerator doth not.
Well, I can resolve it. Actually, you're going to be gone soon, right?
Yeah.
We'll fix that.
Okay, needs to be done.
Yeah,
add it to the list.
I can put a charcoal filter. It flavor, taste, all that lovely stuff. It'll take, we'll fix that.
Listen, we've learned that sometimes the purchased water product isn't helping you. What company is it that just shut down this week that was bottling
Nestle.
From you? Was it Nestle?
Right, but I...
It says on the bottle, bottled from municipal sources, which
true.
Is code for city fucking tap water.
No, it is, and I get that.
And
I
you were
know,
paying $1.19 a piece for those fuckers.
But I want to know more about why they spent however...
I refilled my jugs at the store.
However many million dollars, they renovated that building and then started up, and then immediately, like, they just tuck-tailed and left town immediately.
Where?
Is it West Valley? Where they?
Oh, there. Nestle is here.
Nestle Water came in and spent $35 million. They spent some ridiculous amount of money on a warehouse, re-outfitted all of it to do water bottling and distribution.
And it turns out it was all just.
In
tap
fairness,
water.
I only saw one headline, but I knew that it said from municipal right. sources on the bottle.
And I thought it was because they were stealing reservoir water from and they were in trouble. I know they were in trouble in California, weren't they? Because they were stealing the water that California needed to survive. and well, bottling it and selling
company,
it.
That fucking company that we talked about once, growing the pistachios, they're stealing a buttload of fucking water.
Yeah, but I thought that was the Nestle issue.
There's more to the story that I, when I read the initial story.
Oh, Jenny's here from California.
The initial headlines that came out when I read the story, there were no, you know, they've reached out to the company and nobody wants to talk about it, but they've just literally, they're moving everything. They're still going to distribute out of here from a different warehouse, but they're moving.
But they're not
going
to bottle it.
So what you're saying is there's a big, shiny new space for her to set up her shop.
Oh my goodness. That's huge, first of all.
Yeah, like
I'd have to be doing hundreds of thousands of shirts a day.
Aren't there like 100 docks on that to back a truck up to?
Your singing voice will sound with such reverberation.
Wouldn't that be great?
But anyway, I'd just like to know more about
just
that
story. Just one little quarter of screen printing and the rest of it for me to sing my own karaoke.
I will, while you were on your...
I'm a problem solver.
I appreciate that about
while
you.
While you were on safari, I will rectify your ice water filtration issue.
I realized recently.
But I want to do a whole house one on this one.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
I might see a kangaroo in person.
You might. Careful.
I'm very excited.
They kick.
So I think... I'm going to rent a car. I think I'm going to change my mind and rent a car. And I'm going to drive to wherever kangaroos are.
I feel like down there, you don't have to go far.
So they call it down under.
Yeah, I know.
Don't know. Willing to find out.
I don't think you're going to have to go far.
I want to try some wine. I want to see a shark. And I want to see a kangaroo.
Okay, you've already tasted wine before.
I know. But I want the Australian version.
But Australian is wine. Right. I understand.
Whatever. They have good wine.
I don't doubt that. I think they have a lot of good things.
Yeah. I'm not eating that Vegemite shit, though. I put that in my mouth before. And
we got Guy, we got Guy Pearce, actor Guy Pearce from there. I'm happy with him, too.
Oh, delighted.
Yes.
I love me some Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, we got her, too. Look at that. Mm-hmm.
It's not too love.
Maybe I'll go to her ancestral home, if such a thing exists.
Wow. Her ancestral home.
I'm here to see Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman!
I think everyone you meet, you should just talk to them as though they're friends with Nicole Kidman and not tell them.
Right. Well, I was talking
about squad goals. Every bar I go into, I'm going to ask if they know my friend Nicole.
Yes.
Or just reference that you were talking to her.
Yeah.
Well, Nicole said I should come here. Mm-hmm. Nicole said this, Nicole said that. No. Or Guy. Use either one of them. Hi, Amina.
Hi, Amina.
Well, when Nicole and Keith were here.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we were in Nashville, Nicole, Keith, and
remember
I.
His wig years? Remember when he something happened and he couldn't pull off that hair naturally and it was a wig?
Keith Irwin?
Yeah.
I always thought it was a wig.
I feel like maybe he had something surgically done to make that more his own hair, but there was a while where I'm like, that wig's sewn on.
Like, come on.
Yeah. He got something.
Is that a lace front, Keith?
Yeah,
come on. You never know about him. The Nashville people are very proud of their hair. I mean, you've seen a lot of those country singers.
Oh, and what's his butt that had brain surgery but still had long hair and a headband? Oh, the guy that got hit by the thing at the Tony Awards. He's a rock star.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Sued the Tonys.
Jesus.
Brett Michaels, something?
Yes, from Poison.
Yeah. I just love that people believe that's really his hair. Yeah,
because he was at the Barrows. Yeah, the neurological.
After he got hit by the set at the Tonys, trying to steal an extra bow.
It's a fun video. There's so many fun videos out there. So.
Honey, that's a wig.
There's nothing wrong with a wig.
No, there's not.
And you hide it so well with a bandana wrapped around your head.
Oh, no. And
nobody notices that.
If somebody tells you you have a good toupee, you don't.
Wow, that is so true.
Yeah. Super true.
I like that one also. It's funnier the more you think about it.
Yeah. It's the gift that keeps giving. Dark humor like unvaccinated children will never grow old.
Never grow old. Oh, my God. Oh, there was a... Speaking of that, I almost hit that line. There was a story today. Somebody got a kid from... I forget where the fuck he was. A teenager...
Like Costco?
He had reached out to other people in his community because his mother didn't vaccinate him, and he was worried. So they interview both of them. And I'm like, the kid's got to be like, this stupid bitch vaccinate me, but I lived this long. But then he went and got vaccinated. Now, what I don't know is when you're older and you get vaccinated, I don't know how well that works, and if it's still, does he have years to go for it to build up?
No, it
still works, because sometimes when you travel, you have to get vaccines that aren't necessary here.
True.
And some of them run out. Like, they do titers and stuff like that to see, like, at us. Like, I'm probably going to have to go, as will all of us eventually, go and see, like, do you need to redo your MMR? Have you lost some of the, you know what I mean? Right. Has it worn out a little bit?
Fucking ASU made me redo my MMR for
and
one
as long as we
class.
Got it to anti-vaxxers. I read a long, long post that someone is, like, supporting anti-vaxxers. And the whole point to the article was her, two of her children had very, very, very strong allergic reactions to the vaccines.
That can happen.
And I'm like, that's why you need the rest of the herd to be immunized. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. your kids can't get them, as there are children that can't get them for different health reasons and allergies and stuff like that. So the it's herd immunity. If the rest of the tribe doesn't have
measles,
your kid won't get it.
Right.
So you're relying on everyone else to be... And she was arguing the opposite point. And I'm like, oh my God, you're the reason why you need people vaccinated. Like, mm-hmm.
right.
your kid unvaccinated is now the one that's going to get the measles.
You can have an outlier here and there. That's fine.
Yeah.
But the like you, well, you heard.
Herd immunity. Yeah. Oh my God.
I agree.
So I read this whole thing and it was very impassioned. And I'm like, you just gave the whole argument for vaccination to protect your children who can't have the vaccination. I was like, oh my God. And I'm like, you can't fix stupid.
You just can't.
No.
Try as
no.
you might.
There's no vaccine against stupid, unfortunately.
Nope, it's everywhere.
That remains running amok.
There's fixing stupid. There was a post somebody did on Twitter, I think, maybe whatever it was. And somebody had actually had the Trump name tattooed on their lower back.
Did they spell it wrong? Please tell me
they spelled it
wrong.
It right. But the caption says, sometimes the cattle vaccinate, or sometimes the cattle brand themselves. Because clearly funny. It was a shot of a person who was not thin and in shape.
Welcome aboard, Anand.
So, Jenny's there. Oh, she's doing the shark. Amina. What are they doing? I can't have been listening.
Oh, she ate shark.
Oh, and Jenny says she's worried that you're going to try to pet a kangaroo and get yourself killed.
Yes.
They're very dangerous. Won't happen.
They're very dangerous.
Well, yeah. They're a hell of a boxer, though.
Yeah, very strong.
Understand.
Kick. They kick.
And their children are all named Joey. All of the yeah. little ones.
Yeah, that is a Joey.
Yeah.
Which makes it very simple.
All right, so we're on to the next thing.
I think...
Sure.
Do we have obsessions or anything? Kat, do you have one? Do you want one? Do you care?
T-shirts? Scott, no, you don't understand. Like, I woke up this morning, went and grabbed the supplies that I needed, and then have been standing at the press, like... running off shirts until it was time to deliver said shirts yeah. to Jason Carlton and then come here. That's okay. literally all I've done.
It's quite all right. You don't
the
have
end.
To. That's all right. There's
so I have deal. No, my obsessions are t-shirts and good footwear.
Good footwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My obsession is just sleep. Oh my God, I need sleep.
I brought out the orthopedic inserts again the other day.
Oof. Yeah. I
exciting
need,
life.
I need a better shoe game. This new hospital is killing my feet.
Why?
Yeah, you know, I've
it's
got
the
some...
long hall. The oh. this, going from circular pods to these long fucking hallways. And long anywhere
running.
You go, it's just a fucking wow. I am getting my steps then, girls.
Well, that's good. I mean, that yeah. part's good.
No, a couple of years ago, I had like a weakness in my arch. So I actually have like medical hard plastic orthopedics that I wear sometimes. Very exciting life, I have.
It really is.
Woo.
Isn't middle-aged fun?
I pulled out the orthopedic inserts yeah. again, and man, they felt amazing.
Well, I've been wearing those. Remember, I told you I got the Skechers with the memory foam inserts, and this is stimulating podcast radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Old people talk. We're falling apart!
And I had a pair of shoes that I bought for years, and I've repurchased the same brand. I love the way they fit. I love the way they wore. Everything was good. So I thought, well, I'll just wear my... Because they're more of a dress shoe looking. Though
sure.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to wear those tonight. I put them on. I walked around this house for maybe 35 seconds. I'm like, oh, no, these are coming off. They are not my pillow shoes. So we put the pillow shoes. And I keep thinking of the old... And I call them nurse shoes. Was it Florsheim? Years ago, they were the white shoes with the big gummy... The big gum soles on them. And I always thought they were... I always called them nurse's shoes. I don't know if... But, and I'm like...
I'm willing to try anything.
Oh, maybe you should...
Yeah. Someone carrying me, that's fine.
You know the shoes I miss that they discontinued because of, I mean, false advertising and probably broken ankles? But those Skechers shape-ups, the ones that had the curved...
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Those were fucking amazing. I loved the shit out of those.
Oh, really?
Oh, they were so good.
And you didn't fall?
No, I didn't fall at all. What do I do? I take three steps one way or the other, but the impact of the way that I walk on my heels, that completely just rolled my foot forward.
Oh.
Those were amazing. I should have bought 100 pairs of those.
I tried out a pair of those. I walked like 1 foot and just about face.
Oh my God. I loved those.
Maybe you should get the shoes with the roller skates in them and you zip up and down your halls.
Yeah. Watch me die faster.
I have, you're insured.
Who's in your will?
That's what I said.
Apparently Clayton.
I have a peasant thing out on him. If he travels anywhere, I got it. I win. No, I'm totally kidding. I have nothing on him.
Did I win?
Is it over? Is it in? Whatever. Where's what I want? Oh, this one.
We don't know.
Okay, that... Again, I told you. My head is not screwed on straight for some reason or whatever. I can't think and I can't see stuff. Everything's going to hell.
Because I'm dreaming about sleeping.
Potentially. That's what I want.
Damn it, now I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Son of a bitch!
Or have a holly jolly Christmas.
They're probably related. Somebody said dreaming.
Fuck you!
There's that.
It's only February.
Let's see if we can make this happen.
Let's do a thing.
Let's see if we can tease headlines going into this or any other segment to get us through what we're going to do. It's stories we're going to talk about. Oh my God, mine aren't even open. Barney, I'll hide them. Mine aren't even here. Something about an asshole GOP guy.
Hand washing, who does that?
Naked woman on freeway tries again.
Some other story that I've got on another computer that I'm going to go get.
Lions and tigers and bears, oh my.
I'm going to sue you.
There's something else I've got. I can't believe I forgot to do this. It's only... Go ahead.
Nestle closes West Phoenix bottled water.
The Senate gets something right.
And another... I'll go get...
So this is going to go well.
So I feel like we need some kind of a break go get his...
It's already done on that computer. It's going to transfer to here. Stand by.
Instead of mailing everyone my vacation photos, I'm saving a ton of time by posting them to my wall.
You're listening to You Talk America.
Educates. Syncopates.